Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Ray, one question here. If you were Godolphin, if you were Sheikh Mohammed, and you needed to pick a horse to run in the Everest, would it be Osborne Bulls, would it be Elise, or would it be Trekking right now, as it stands right now?
No point asking me. We should go straight to the source and ask James Cummins.
No, don't worry about asking the source. Okay. I'm asking you.
I'd pick Osborne Bulls because he's bursting to win a big race, that horse.
Has he got it right, James Cummins?
Well, Andrew, I think that if Osborne Bulls is going the best of all of our 6 furlong way for age sprinters at the time, he's nailed it.
Okay. Righto. It's so intriguing now that you know you've got a slot, but there's still a couple of people that will probably sit on the fence until very much late. Are you tempted by sending anything down to Melbourne to head towards the Scalacci?
Yeah, I already had a couple of horses programmed for the Scalacci. It was described during the week as a watershed moment for racing in Australia to see that sort of cooperation between race clubs in Sydney and in Melbourne. To think that there would now possibly be a ballot exemption for a Metropolitan winner into a Caulfield Cup to further generate that reciprocity is unbelievable. Mm. I didn't need to take Avilius down to win the Bart Cummings for an exemption in the Melbourne Cup if I could have imagined he would have got an exemption for the Caulfield Cup, for instance. What does that do to our thinking in that scenario? Mm. So this is a race that continues to deliver. Every single week, it's delivering more intrigue, it's delivering more positivity, and I struggle to think of any concept in my lifetime in racing that has produced it's the goose that keeps laying the golden egg. We're happy to be a part of it, and if Osborne Bulls is the one, then he'll be the one for us. But I think outside Godolphin and Coolmore, there aren't too many people in the driver's seat to have, the sort of arsenal to choose from to head towards that race, owning the slot and owning the horse, and that adds to the intrigue for at least the two of us that are involved in it.
Exactly. And James, I think this partnership, this historic alliance, so to speak, between the Melbourne Racing Club and the ATC with the Everest, that must open the door finally for the Everest to be given Group 1 status.
Well, true, because it's up to the cooperation of states and it's up to one state not vetoing that decision.
Exactly.
And we'll see what happens when it comes to that. And while some might say that's not that important, for Godolphin and for our decision making, it has critical importance, and the sooner the better.
Exactly. James, before we get to your runners today, can we quickly touch on yesterday's trials, an important trial session? I know your big team weren't out to break records, so to speak, but gee, Heat 1 had everyone fascinated and watching Elise, Avilius, Best of Days, Hartnell, Kiyomichi, 5 Group 1 winners. Also, Rohirrim, who's a promising horse. You happy why they all trialled?
Yeah, I was, Ray. I mean, those horses were all out to do different things and achieve different things in their own little way. But it's only July, and there was no need to get too carried away by yesterday. I'm just glad to see them get through it and pull up well. There's a couple of important little points. Best of Days got his barrier certificate.
Yep.
Able to use a course proper at Rose Hill that's in pretty good order. I'd heard that the A grass at Rose Hill had been well looked after, and that track came up really nicely for the trials for the other young horses besides Kiyomichi yesterday. So those horses are now on their way, and they've got a litany of options ahead of them. And without going through each and every one, from a blanket view, I was very pleased to see what I got the chance to yesterday.
Yeah, no, it's midwinter, but the spring vibe is certainly out there. James, 3 runners at Randwick today. Kick off the day with Singing Sand in the third. I know this is a step up for her last start win at Provincials, but she was good that day.
That's right. And look, she's already a city winner for the farm, and if she's going to really excel and go to another level, I'd I'd really rather see her in a small field here, back to six furlongs on a big track like Randwick, to see her do it. And she's a bit of a weight fall off the red hot favourite, and hopefully she's got that big performance in her, but she's got some improving to do.
Fair enough. Gong's in race seven, comes off a failure at Rose Hill on a heavy nine. We're onto a soft six this afternoon. Is that the key for her?
Yeah, that's got to help. Two ago, she won at Randwick. And she's run strong efforts at 1,300 metres last preparation. Looking for her to run the journey right out today. And she needs to improve again, but she's a capable filly on her day. And I think if she can run on into it behind the right horses, then she's not without an each-way chance.
And Taniko in the last, I think back to 1,000. I know she's had the three runs in. You like to progress in trip, but this is a sort of mare, I think, who's terrific over the 1,000 at Randwick.
Yeah, she's run a really good race over 1,000 at Randwick before when the race just wasn't run to suit. A couple of scratchings of fast horses have probably taken some of the sting out of the race, which wasn't ideal. But look, maybe that just means that Taniko can settle that little bit closer without being out of her comfort zone. And look, I think this is hopefully a horse Tommy Berry's looking to ride, because he's very, very confident that she's going better than her last start effort suggests. And track work tells me she's certainly not without a chance of picking up a win today. And I like the way this could unfold for her if she's sort of been ripping up the middle of the track when the time is right.
Yeah, definite each way chance. James, big team at Flemington. I won't go through them all. I haven't checked the scratchings, but Faistos, a horse our listeners would certainly know about, outstanding at Rose Hill last week. Will he back up at Flemington today?
Yeah, we'd love to see him get some Flemington experience on the circle. He's been there before, but he's a promising horse. He could even be a horse for some low grade handicaps in the spring, as he keeps coming along. As a 3-year old, to run for the Vobis prize money down there as a Vobis horse is also very advantageous for him. He looked in good condition when I saw him there. The day before yesterday, and look, it's a pretty interesting horse in that race. So horses have one start, bolted in on a synthetic track, on the poly track for
Killer Valley. Yeah.
Mar. He could be an Ocean Park. I think he could be a son of Ocean Park. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the race will be an interesting one. A little bit conscious that he's going to get to a tricky position from that wide barrier, but definitely a promising horse that I'd encourage you to keep following.
And just one more, if I could, James. Can Organza finally win a race?
Yeah, I think she preferred to, you know, race on that track, on a track that doesn't, you know, rained on the day last weekend, and she sort of probably battled a little bit around Caulfield. She should be better suited a second time going the Melbourne way. Those open handicaps have just appeared a little bit winnable lately in Melbourne, and we'd like to see her take advantage of that.
Yeah, one gate should get the lovely run. I think the mile suits.
For sure.
Yeah, look, James, big teams in Sydney and Melbourne. It was great to see so many of the Godolphin stars back at the trials yesterday, and you've had a tremendous season. Four to go to break the 100 in Sydney, so let's hope you can knock that off before the end of the season.
All right, thanks, Ray. Keep cheering them home.
Okay, thanks so much, James.